5:20, and this is the KDLL Evening News for Monday, July 6th on 91.9 FM, Kenai Soldotna, listener-supported public radio for the Central Kenai Peninsula. I'm Ashlyn O'Hara. Thanks for tuning in. Coming up, a state house committee finds Homer Republican Representative Sarah Vance likely violated state law by using publicly funded resources to criticize a Homer newspaper's coverage of a Charlie Kirk memorial. But first, an overturned semi-truck spilled salmon and fuel on a section of the Seward Highway on Friday night. The rollover closed the road outside of Seward during one of the Eastern Kenai Peninsula's busiest weekends of the year. Alaska State Troopers say they were dispatched to milepost 15 of the highway near Primrose Landing around 9 p.m. Troopers found the semi-truck and two trailers overturned, spilling fish, diesel fuel, and oil across the road. Two people who were inside the semi-truck were taken to Seward Providence Medical Center with minor injuries. Troopers say a preliminary investigation suggests the truck was traveling too fast for the environmental conditions. The Department of Public Safety dispatch says the driver was not intoxicated. In all, the highway was closed for about 8 hours, reopening around 5 a.m. Saturday morning. The closure came less than a day before one of Seward's busiest times of the year, 4th of July weekend, and the town's annual Mount Marathon race. A spokesperson for the Alaska State Troopers on Monday could not provide the name of the semi-truck operator and referred questions about site cleanup to other state agencies. A Soldotna swimmer brought home silver after landing a 35-second finish in the 50-yard freestyle at the Special Olympics USA Games last month in Minnesota. 37-year-old Jason Chris showed off his medal during Kenai's 4th of July parade last weekend. Chris swam three times at the games. During his silver-winning 50-yard freestyle swim, he finished roughly 1 second behind the first-place finisher and a fraction of a second ahead of the third-place finisher. Chris finished 4th in the 25-yard freestyle and 7th in the 100-yard freestyle. Chris says he did not realize he'd earned his medal at first. He'd been focusing on his own race and did not know where the other swimmers were.
Yeah, I did not know where I was. I thought I was a little farther back, but once I touched the wall and looked at the scoreboard and said I got second, I was excited.
Chris qualified for the national competition based on his performance at the 2025 Special Olympics Alaska Summer Games. After earning a qualifying place, Chris says he spent the last year training. He went to the Nikiski and Skyview pools multiple times each week to swim laps and work on technique. But he says the pool in Minnesota still brought surprises.
It was a lot deeper than what we're used to here in Soldotna, so. And the pools were a lot colder.
Chris says he met athletes and coaches from across the country who all supported one another at the competition. He particularly connected with athletes from Minnesota.
And they were awesome. They were friendly. They were cheering us on. We were cheering them on. So, because we were small, they wanted somebody to cheer us on too.
Chris already has his eyes set on the 2027 Special Olympic World Games in Santiago, Chile. He has to qualify based on his performance at the 2026 Alaska Summer Games, which he competed in a week before leaving for Minnesota last month. He's in the running for both the 50 and the 100-yard freestyle. Chris made sure to enjoy time outside of the pool while in Minnesota. He says he especially enjoyed seeing Demi Lovato perform at the game's opening ceremonies. Chris was among more than two dozen Alaska athletes who competed in the USA Games last month across 8 sports. Together, they brought home 19 medals. And finally, the Alaska State House's Ethics Committee says Homer Republican Representative Sarah Vance likely violated state law by using publicly funded resources to criticize a local newspaper's coverage of a Charlie Kirk memorial last year. That's according to a decision released on Thursday, finding a letter Vance wrote to Homer News owner Carpenter Media on official letterhead and posted to her official social media account constituted partisan political activity. A state law known as the Legislative Ethics Act bars the use of official resources for partisan activity. Vance says she disagrees with the committee's finding that the letter constitutes partisan activity. She says she sees the Ethics Committee's decision as an attempt to police how she speaks for her constituents.
I am not beholden to anyone but my constituents. And my letterhead is an expression of my representation. It is not state issued. And so I had every right to call out the media for what I believe to be biased reporting.
The committee cited several excerpts from Vance's letter as illegal partisan activity. One said, quote, "If the paper continues to treat community events as opportunities for partisan spin, the consequence will be financial as well as reputational." The committee did not impose fines or other sanctions on Vance, saying the only corrective action necessary was a reminder of the proper use of state letterhead. Representative Kevin McCabe, a Big Lake Republican on the Ethics Committee, issued a lengthy dissent from the decision, saying he was concerned about the precedent it would set. The September 2025 letter led a Canadian editor with Carpenter Media to modify the Homer News story without the input of its Alaska-based staff. That led several reporters at Carpenter's three Alaska papers, in Juneau, Homer, and Kenai, to resign. Some now write for a new outlet, the Homer Independent Press, which first reported the Vance decision late last month. And as a disclaimer, one of those reporters was Jake Dye, now at KDLL. And that'll be all for tonight's KDLL Evening News. We had help from Jake Dye in Kenai and from Eric Stone in Juneau. You can re-listen to this newscast and find our other stories online at kdll.org. I'm Ashlyn O'Hara. Have a great night.
The KDLL Board of Directors meets at 5:30 p.m. the second Thursday of the month at KDLL Studios in the Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District building in Kenai and over Zoom. Meetings are open to the public. If you have an item you'd like to submit for board consideration, email info@kdll.org. Or if you're interested in joining the board, call 907-513-1996.
Hey, hey there, pickle people. This is Murphy with the Veritas Variety Review. Check out Veritas every Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m. We got a rotating cast of players to mix it up for you. Find it here on the only listener-supported public radio station for the Central Kenai Peninsula, KDLL 91.9 FM.